This is 89.1 WEMU News, and I'm David Fair. As Ann Arbor's frustration grows with its spreading 1,4-dioxane plume, some are calling for the federal government to step in and help address the issue with what's called a Superfund designation. In this ninth segment of the Green Room series on the dioxane plume, Barbara Lucas explores the question, is Superfund the answer?
I'm kayaking towards the mouth of Honey Creek. It empties here into Barton Pond, where Ann Arbor gets its drinking water. Many aren't happy that treated water is sent down Honey Creek, considering a daily maximum of 22 parts per billion dioxane can be left in the discharge water. The dioxane is diluted to the point of non-detection when it hits the pond. More concerning is the prospect of the huge underground plume reaching the river. Dr. Larry Lemke of Wayne State University says his modeling shows that may have already happened downstream of the pond.
The implications are, number one, 1,4-dioxane could already be at the river, just undetected because we've got such a widely spaced series of monitoring wells. And number two, when and if it does reach the river, it could be traveling there for a long period of time, many, many decades.
At a Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners meeting, Ann Arbor Township Supervisor Mike Moran says relying on the state DEQ and Attorney General's office hasn't worked.
Their promised timetable for action has been extended again and again and again. Simply stated, I have lost my confidence that the state of Michigan is willing to do what needs to be done to bring this to a satisfactory conclusion. Something's got to be done.
He advocates applying for Superfund designation.
I think that we're likely to get a more concentrated and effective effort from the U.S. EPA than we've gotten from the state of Michigan.
Would the EPA apply their advisory level of 0.35 parts per billion as the states of Colorado, New Jersey, and Massachusetts are using? Not in Michigan, according to Bob Wagner of the DEQ.
No federal maximum contaminant level for drinking water has been established by EPA.
He says the EPA level of 0.35 parts per billion is only suggested. It's not law. It is not used in other Superfund sites in Michigan because Superfunds are set up to rely on state criteria.
Basically, we end up coming back to the state plan criteria even for EPA Superfund sites in Michigan.
We discussed the KL Avenue landfill in Kalamazoo, which has been a Superfund site for 34 years. Hundreds of wells have been capped, while many other homes are still using dioxin-contaminated water. Their plume is spreading. Although it's a Superfund site, there's zero treatment. Why isn't Superfund living up to its superhero name in Kalamazoo?
Hello.
Dr. Borello?
I spoke with Professor Murray Borello. He and his Alma College students researched the nearby Velsicol Superfund site. He says when Superfund was first enacted by Congress in 1980, it was funded by a tax on polluting industries. But in 1995...
it was up for reauthorization, so Congress had to vote on that. And that was right after the kind of the Gingrich Revolution, what they call, under the Reagan administration. And there was a very big movement to deregulate when it comes to the environment, especially with industry. So the Superfund tax was not authorized. And so the tax has run out. There is no money in Superfund at all.
He says now general fund, taxpayer money, keeps Superfund alive, barely. He says Ann Arbor's situation is unusual, with an identified polluter that's at least attempting a cleanup.
In most Superfund sites, you don't have anybody doing anything on these contaminated sites.
But he says even though the application process takes years and doesn't guarantee results,
the pros of making it a Superfund site is that it draws political attention to the issue.
And that may be enough to spur on advocates of going this route. Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. To listen to the 8 previous Green Room reports in the ongoing series on the Ann Arbor area's 1,4-dioxane plume, go to WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.